This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Everyone, it is Tuesday, which means it's Hockey Talk time with your good friends Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar. That's right, folks. My name is Patrick O'Dowd. I'm joined by David Ungar, giving you all the hockey news you can handle here on the ChairShot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Make sure you also head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot for all of your chair shot swag needs. Got those bills paid. Got them out of the way. Dave, happy Kayfabe Tuesday. How we doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well for a Kayfabe Tuesday in a real world Sunday. It's not so bad. Weather's getting better.
Still salty about your Caps? Still feeling salty about your Caps? They had a couple of good games.
Yeah, the last one was watching the shootout in line for Saw X. Waiting in line for Saw X at Six Flags the other night. I was telling you about it and watched the shootout for the Caps in the Wild, which was like, I was going to text you. I was like, man, these teams are incompetent as hell. They just cannot score. And it went to like the 13th round or something before Carlson finally scored. Like, damn. But
hey, you know what? Get your point, though. Get your point.
Hey, they got two. They got two out of that. And now we have the same record as your Blues now. So go figure.
Good for you, because my Blues got mollywopped last game I watched playing Vancouver. You know, going down 3-0 in the first period. Always a great feeling. You know what I mean? Unless
you're the Caps, that game against New Jersey where this game is drunk. You know, it is drunk by the third period. It's like, what is
just that? Great. It was great. So great. I'm grinning. For those of you who can't see, I'm holding a frozen grin because it made me sad. But it is what it is. You know, here's the thing. Vegas rolling right along. No hangover there. They knocked off the Avalanche. They did lose to the Blackhawks, though, on the 27th. That was a little bit of a stunner.
They didn't play there.
Not Vegas. How did they play? I swear they knocked right out of the ranks of the unbeaten.
The
Penguins. The Penguins knocked the Avalanche out of the ranks of the unbeaten. And that's what it was.
Anaheim handed Boston their first loss of the year in a, did you see that game? It was like 3-1. And then Anaheim somehow came back and won it in overtime. It was pretty cool for a team like the Ducks. That's a big win.
Yeah. It's one of those things. I knew about the result because of the local response. You know how it is. Dave, do you understand that Boston is about as hyperbolic as you are in reacting to its sports teams?
Absolutely.
So, you know, of course the season was over. It was dead in the water. We're all done.
After one game.
It is. I mean, that's how it works. But, you know, it is what it is. 5-0, by the way, that final on that. And I lied. It was 3-0 in the second period, and we eventually would be down 4-0. I would say the not our best showing. You remember all that Jordan Bennington talk?
Vezina trophy after 1 week, yes.
I mean, I didn't award him the trophy, but it was like, this is the Jordan Bennington we missed. Well, last season decided to pay a visit. He's like, hi, I'm still here. Go team. Whatever. That's fine. We're not going to really talk much about standings and performance this week, noble listener. No. We actually have some stories that I think are worth talking about from the week that was in hockey. We have some good stories. We have some tragic stories and just things that you would never things that are kind of those. I don't know. We'll figure out how to segue into that. I have three stories though that I was really interested in putting up and talking about. Actually, I got four. I lied. I have four because I do want to talk about how toothless the NHL as an entity is once again. As we do bans and then somebody pushes back and we're like, just kidding. They're like, that's worth a chat. We did have a tragedy occur from a former NHL player currently playing overseas. Happened actually kind of the hottest off the press is that news broke this morning. I want to say if I saw correctly when you shared it to me. I do want to talk about an awesome partnership that ESPN and the NHL embarked upon on this past Tuesday, a week ago. That was pretty exciting. And also, talk a little Shane Pinto from the Senators. I don't know if you've seen this story yet, but we'll get to it. So, Dave, four stories in front of us. Where I would prefer to end on a positive note. So I am going to vote that we talk about the partnership last Tuesday between the NHL and ESPN, that we hold that till the end of the show. That'd be the last segment. We're going to take our first commercial break. We'll do a two commercial break show today. Just to kind of shake things up. And when we come back, I will let you pick the first story that we want to hit because we got a lot. And I think that all of them have some value and are worth talking about. So when we come back, we're going to choose our own adventure and Dave's going to pick which page we land on. You're listening to Hockey Talk here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Hockey Talk here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com. That's how you say that. I'm going to really enunciate real quick, get those syllables out.
Hey, retainer boy can't show up till bandwagon nerds. So.
That is true. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Dave, I said it before, we have four stories to choose from. I have already planted my flag on what I think should be the last one. Choose your own adventure time. Where do we want to talk in terms of news out of the world of hockey?
Well, I mean, we probably not the worst of ideas to talk about the worst of the stories first and get the sure. worst thing out of the way. I mean, it's the most recent and it does. Yeah. I mean, it's a definitely disturbing situation that took place over across the pond, but go ahead, man. If you want to roll with
this. So Dave shared this news with me today. Former Penguins forward Adam Johnson, who's playing overseas in a British hockey league, tragically passed away this morning after just a horrible accident on the ice in which his throat was cut by an errant blade, an ice skate. He was rushed to the hospital, but he could not be saved. And it's truly devastating. I know the Hershey Bears are planning to hold a moment of silence today at their game for in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I can't remember which way you pronounce it, but they're going to hold a moment of silence. There are a couple of there are teammates of his playing on Adam's teams, both with the former AHL team as well as with the Pens. And it's a horrible, unfortunate thing. And it's really interesting to, when you shared this story to me, to really consider, because it's something that you just don't think is possible to happen. And so much so that it's the type of thing that in extreme comedy, you see it get mocked and made fun of as a possibility. Like I think of the movie Basketball. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Basketball, where a dude, he's like decapitated by a skate in like the original thing. It's done for comedic effect. Obviously nothing funny about this. And our thoughts are with Adam Johnson, but you said it was reminiscent of an incident last year.
No, it's an incident from a long time.
A long time ago.
Yeah, the Clint Malarchuk incident where he gets his throat slashed and you can see the blood everywhere. They saved him. It's happened before. I think, wasn't it Richard Zednik who also got his throat cut in a game involving the Kings? I think it was Richard Zednik.
Maybe.
So it happens. It's very rare. It's not resulted in a fatality until now. And Yeah, it raises some questions. Like I told my wife about it and she was like mortified by the whole thing. And she's like, can't they wear something around their neck to protect them? And it does, raise a question whether this is going to lead to some calls for increased player safety. I mean, yeah, if this was like the first time this had ever happened, that'd be one thing, but it's not. And now you've got a fatality on the ice and the reaction in the arena, from what I understand, was absolute terror, horror, evacuate the arena. We have a major medical emergency. So they tried to get people away from the scene as quickly as they could, right, realizing it was unfolding in a horrible way. So, yeah, well, it's rough.
Well, you talked about what can be done for player safety, and I honestly don't know what the answer is, because it is a freak accident, right? And the Zednik incident that you were talking about happened in 2008. I went back and looked it up. But I'm just trying. So hockey, which is a game that requires you to keep your head on a swivel, if you're going to put something that requires some sort of neck protection, because that's really what we're looking at, whether it be like, you know how goalies, like the mask goes kind of all the way down, or even before then, like, while it may not necessarily have been the mask that it was, there may even be something dangling a little higher up. But to be on the ice and to be skating around, it's got to be something that could protect you but doesn't impact your head's mobility to be able to see where things are coming from left and right. And, it's without knowing how the accident happened, like these things are always – collisions in hockey are so incredibly violent. And people leave their feet and it's like limbs flailing. There's always going to be a chance at a freak accident, even, all the protection. So, like, I don't know, man. I don't know that there is a good answer. And this is a uniquely hockey-related problem. But other sports also face these sorts of like face similar sorts of dangers. Like when you play football, for example, American football, you're putting your life in danger all the time. Like the fact that more people haven't passed due to, you know, blunt force trauma to the body is astounding. You know, auto racing, which has had deaths on the track. Not many. If you want to talk about the amazing advances in science and technology, check out what's happened in a NASCAR race. It's crazy, phenomenal.
Right. But how people walk away from that. To your point, like with NASCAR, it took Dale Earnhardt's death to really kind of revolutionize how they were. And they had the same complaints. I remember him. It was like the Hans device was going to impede peripheral vision and things like that. And after he died, they're like, deal with it, you know, that sort of thing. So.
Right. And that may be the answer. I don't know. Boxing is another one. People have died in the ring before. And regardless of how you feel about boxing, like, so it's not that there aren't inherent risks in any sport. It'll be up to the league to decide if they're going to do anything about it, if they do anything at all. Because if there's one thing we've learned about the NHL, they're nothing if not slow to act and horribly reactionary in the other direction the second something goes south, which segues very nicely into our second story. And there's no easy way to segue out of a man dying on the ice. So just let's call it what it is. Like, we are saddened to hear of what happened to Adam Johnson. Adam Johnson's family doesn't know about us, but like the hockey key, like our hearts go out to those, like to that young man's family, because he's in his 20s. Like that's horrible.
And I think they also mentioned it's important to kind of like send thoughts and prayers to the guy who hit him. Cause he's gotta be feeling.
That's traumatic.
They don't show the video of the blood loss and all that, but they do show the video of kind of what happened, and you can see two guys collide. The one guy gets flipped up, skate right to the throat. It's just a freaky thing.
You can't control it. No. Right. You can't control that. And that may be the thing, is do they change hitting in hockey? Cause I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, let's segue into a little less of a somber story. The NHL famously, after multiple players last year protested the idea of having to support things like Pride Nights or wearing Pride jerseys, Pride tape on sticks, all of those sorts of things, led to the NHL. And here's the thing, is in fairness, some players concerned about their families' well-being and safely in their safety in their home countries. Like, I understand it. I don't agree, but I understand. But the NHL banned Pride Night jerseys, requiring Pride Nights, and banned Pride tape on hockey stick for the 2023-2024 season. And Arizona Coyote defenseman Travis Dermott said, fuck you, NHL. I'm going to put the tape on my stick anyway, and I dare you to suspend me. I dare you to fine me. And what did the NHL do?
Okay.
They rescinded their ban on Pride tape. And His quote is great. Dermott, he was like, it's kind of just an, all right, I'm doing this and we're going to deal with the consequences and move forward. Hopefully I'll have a positive impact on some people that needed that positive impact. Nobody contacted Dermott. Nobody fined him. And then a couple of days later, the NHL had reversed course on its base. Why do we even have a league office at this point, Dave? Like, what's their purpose?
For suspensions and stupid stuff like that. You know, I mean, really, they don't. And we said it last year. I remember distinctly discussing this during last year season's hockey talk numerous occasions, that, look, man, the NHL just needs to steer clear of this shit. Don't get involved. Leave it up to the local. If the clubs want to have a Pride night, let them. If somebody wants to wear Pride thing, let them. If a club is adamantly against Pride night, fine. You don't have to get involved in every single thing and just make yourself look, like you're saying, toothless, incompetent, incoherent. Sounds like the new Disney board running Walt Disney World. Anyway, but you know, that's another story. I adamantly go back to what we said last year, dude. Just, you don't need to approach this from a, you know, an all-encompassing global proposition as far as the NHL. Just leave it to the teams to do what they want to do. and leave it up to the players. If you don't want to support it, don't support it. If you want to, great. We're not going to get involved. And you wouldn't have these problems. But now, yeah, it's just like, it's banned for the season. I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, that's fine. It just makes you look horrible.
Their statement was adorable. Their statement was, after consultation with the NHL Players Association and the NHL Player Inclusion Coalition, players will now have the option to voluntarily represent social causes with their stick tape throughout the season. That's what they should have done in the first place. Instead of unilaterally banning it, let a player stand up for a cause that it believes in. Like, was that hard? Was that so hard to do? And it doesn't force anybody to do anything. It puts it all on the player to make a decision as to what they want to do and what they want to stand for. The franchise doesn't have to deal with it. Teammates don't have to deal with it.
And if a teammate's offended by what another teammate's doing, they're going to work it out like teammates typically do. You know, whether it comes to fisticuffs, whether it comes to an understanding of, here's my position, okay, here's mine.
I sure hope it doesn't come to fisticuffs. Like, if we're throwing hands on the ice because the dude's got pride tape, then that player who's throwing hands needs to be suspended. Again, like, you can't prove it, right? Like, the number of times that a fight breaks out in hockey where it's just two dudes who are like, okay, it's time.
I saw that.
And then they do it.
You see, like, the other night, like 2 seconds into a game, people are throwing down. It's like, okay, that has nothing to do with the game. These are two people with a personal issue that needs to get worked out. It needs to get worked out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So good on, I guess, good on the NHL.
A year later.
But more, good on Travis Dermott. Like, good on Travis Dermott to push something that needed to be pushed and to allow himself to be, allow himself to be the one to represent the rights of the player.
I agree.
So
I agree. I mean,
good on him.
Good for him. Absolutely.
All right. That's going to take us. Look at how fast we're moving. That was quick commercial break.
Efficient, man. Efficient.
We're efficient. We're going to take our second commercial break. And when we come back this time, we got two more stories to talk about. Another big suspension in the NHL coming out of Ottawa before we get into a fun story to talk about to wrap up the show.
Oh, that story. Okay, there you go. That's what the NHL office is all about.
Yeah. You're listening to Hockey Talk here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code Chairshot. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Hockey Talk here on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ungar. Make sure you get over to prowrestlingtees.com/theChairShot. All of your ChairShot swag needs. Don't forget, kids, you too could spend $19.99 or a few dollars more to get it soft style and be the third owner of a Bandwagon Nerds t-shirt. It could be you. I'm just throwing it out there. Anyway, talked about this before we went into the commercial break. I got to talk about this. So a few days ago, in the week that was, news hit that Ottawa Senators center Shane Pinto was hit with the NHL's first ever gambling-related suspension. He will serve a 41-game suspension. Pinto took, quote, full responsibility for violating the league's gambling rule. So I guess the NHL does have some teeth, at least when it comes to this.
Sometimes, yeah.
But here's what's weird, and this is where I got to. So Pinto is currently a restricted free agent and is yet to sign a new deal. So good luck with that. But what I'm trying to, like, I'm sitting there looking to see. So since he's not signed, the suspension will be retroactive to the first game of the Senators season. The suspension's beginning isn't dependent on him signing a contract with. So basically, according to the NHL's collective bargaining agreement, gambling on any NHL game is prohibited. Players are permitted to gamble on other sports if they choose to do so. I'm hoping this is a typo in the article, because if you read the article, and this is where I'm confused, the league's investigation revealed that Pinto never bet on NHL games and considers the matter closed. Why would you get a, like, that can't be right, right? Like, this is right out of CBS Sports.
If they said you can bet on other sports and that's okay. You just can't bet on the NHL. And then they suspend him for 41 games for betting on other sports. I think the NHLPA might be interested in that.
Well, but what I'm saying is that the investigation, according to this article, the investigation revealed that he never bet on NHL games. So what happened here? What does that mean? He had to have bet it on. He had to have bet on NHL games, right? Like, that's got to be a misprint or something. The article, maybe I don't.
It has to be to get where do you, to get to suspended.
Use the first. Well, and they say never, never. That's the thing that was interesting to me.
You're talking.
Like, says he never bet on games.
A suspension for half a season, but you never bet on any. That can't.
Right. I'm going to the NHL website now to see if that gets me anything, because CBS. That's fascinating. NHL. Okay, so here we go. Violating league sports wagering rules. The league's investigation found, okay, then I don't understand this, because this is straight from the NHL public relations feed. The National Hockey League announced today that it has suspended NHL player Shane Pinto for 41 games for activities relating to sports wagering. The league's investigation found no evidence that Pinto made any wagers on NHL games. Does that mean AHL? Does that mean, like, what does that mean? The NHL considers this matter closed. Absent the emergence of new information, and will have no further comment.
So, adding to the whole incompetent side of the equation that we were talking about, that makes no sense. Why is he suspended if he didn't bet on NHL games? Who cares? If he's making bets on ECHL games of non-Ottawa affiliates, who cares? You know, that sort of thing. But that doesn't make any sense.
That's bizarre. It's bizarre. Okay, so. I'm going to go back to this question. And why do we have rules? Like what? Like, and maybe the thing is, maybe we do a little more research outside of this, beyond this one story, which seems like it should be more cut and dry. Like, there's got to be more out there as to what he actually did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm trying to look it up myself.
Right.
See if NBC Sports is any better.
The headline straight out of the New York Post. Shane Pinto's lengthy gambling suspension lacks needed clarity. Right.
Yeah. NHL suspended Ottawa activities related to sports wagering. And then this investigation found no evidence. It did not release other details, including what Pinto did or how he was caught. All right. And then Pinto apologizes. I take full responsibility for my actions. Look forward to getting back on the ice with my team. He's not. The fact that he's not appealing it. It is a big red flag.
Yeah, like, man. He's not fighting it. Yeah. So he clearly did something really bad.
Right.
But I want to know what it is. You don't happen to have a subscription to The Athletic, do you?
No.
Damn. Because there's literally an article in this Google search that says what I'm hearing about Shane Pinto. And I'm like, I want to know. Somebody tell me. I need. So one of my coworkers, because they're significantly younger than I am, their slang's a lot better than mine. They're always asking for the tea. I need the tea on Shane Pinto. So, folks, if you're listening and you know what happened with Shane Pinto, look me up. If you have an Athletic subscription, read the article on Shane Pinto and get back to me. I really want to know, because clearly this is bigger than, like, maybe he was running a ring. It's got to be something. Half a season, there's got to be something.
I've got The Athletic, not a subscription, but it's an article that says, what's next for... Hold on. What's next for Shane Pinto, Pierre Dorion, and the Senators after gambling suspension? Let's see if they give us any details. Pinto's family, blah, blah, blah. Keep going, Pat. If I find something, I will let you know.
Well, while you keep looking, we are going to go to our last story, which we've been in negative town all show. Let's get out of negative town. Let's head into our final story of the week. And this is a cool, cool story and was awesome. To hear about last two, so you know, happy Halloween, by the way, as this will drop.
That's
on
right.
But on the 24th, on Tuesday the 24th, the NHL and ESPN teamed up to do what they called Frozen Frenzy, and they had all 32 teams playing on one night, and all 16 games were available to be watched in some way, shape, or form. Six of them aired on ESPN and ESPN2 alone, not counting ESPN+. So that is the caveat, that there were games that you had to have an ESPN+ subscription if you wanted to see. And I shared this with Dave back when the public relations people shared the numbers. out of this. And it's just really interesting. So by the numbers, 16 total games played, 102 goals. There were 6.4 goals per game, 93 unique goal scorers, 944 shots on goal, 10 road wins out of those 16 games, which is just the beauty of hockey. Home ice matters, but it doesn't. And first goal was scored by Morgan Riley at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. The last goal was scored by Shea Theodore at 1:45 a.m. Eastern time. That's a heck of a night, a great idea, and they should do it again. This is what you should replicate, NHL, for us fans. To have the opportunity to catch one of six games at minimum over the course of a day, if not all 16, if you had ESPN Plus, which, as I joked, I was like, man, sucks that I had to have ESPN Plus. And Dave was like, two words or something, like one word, Patrick, bundle. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm not bundling. I'm not doing it. Wife says no.
Like $5 difference, but hey,
Well, but here's the thing is everybody's upping their prices right now. Apple TV Plus just went up. Yeah. Like it's not as cut and dry as that. Like every time they nickel and dime you just a little bit more. But this is a great thing for the NHL and something they should do more often. Like, this is how you put a footprint out there and get new eyeballs on your product. And I'm not saying do it every Tuesday, because you can't. Like, collective bargaining is not going to let you do that. Players Association isn't going to let you just guarantee all 32 teams play on a day. Like, depending on how schedules work, like, there are rules involved, I understand. But four times a season, twice each half, I think that'd be great.
I think, you know, you look at the NHL and things that they've done that that creates that footprint like you're talking about. You know, this could be the start of something. Like, look at the Winter Classic when it first started. No one knew it was going to turn into what it's turned into, which is probably arguably the biggest event of the hockey season, even more so than the Stanley Cup Final. You could make that contention. So
absolutely,
yeah, doing something like that, you know, even if it's twice a year, hey, we're going to have all the teams play here and here, and we're going to make, you know, promote the shit out of it, make a big deal about it. Maybe do something to make it like, even if ESPN says, hey, look, you don't have to be a plus member on this day to get this stuff, something to get the game out to the masses. So
wouldn't it be awesome to do this on a center ice trial day?
Yeah.
That would be fucking, which is basically what ESPN Plus now is.
Convince people, hey, I need to sign up for NHL center ice, which, yeah, if you've got ESPN Plus and it's like, I don't care. You know, that's the only reason I got to watch the shootout the other nights, because I have Plus.
But like DirecTV guy like myself, like I would love that for sex, as opposed to what currently happens with the only free trial thing that I've ever seen work for these various like special sports channels. It's when Sunday Ticket was a part of a cable package on DirecTV, and everybody got week one of Sunday Ticket. So I was always guaranteed to at least see how bad my Bears were at the beginning of the season.
I'll say this about Shane Pinto, Pat. I don't know what he did, but his trading cards have suddenly increased dramatically in value. Yeah, Shane Pinto, 2021, 2022, Upper Deck Premier card, $110 on eBay today.
Damn.
I know. It's like, oh, he's infamous. $129 in another place. It's like Upper Deck. I mean, geez. All right. I guess all you got to do is be the first person to ever get suspended like this, and suddenly your brand,
gotcha,
your brand has increased dramatically. There you go.
There you go. So anyway, NHL, let's bring this. Please do us all a favor. Do more of these.
We are always in motion.
Sorry about that. We are always in motion. As I was
the NHL. Opening up.
No. Okay. Well, that was certainly a thing that happened. not sure where everybody is back yet on this show. So we are going to close the book on this show. Very, very sorry, folks, for the
technical damn difficulties. I don't know, Tunney. Tunney's on here. You want to just close this edition of Hockey Talk off for poor Pat, you know, and just move on.
Yeah, you can follow me, Patrick O'Dowd, at Wrestling Realist.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You could follow me on Twitter at Attitude or X at Attitude Ag or Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression. Pat's also on Threads at Wrestling Realist. I think that's it for this week's edition of Hockey Talk. We're just going to ride off into the sunset and move on to other things. So,
how about that Connor Bedard?
I tell you. Thanks, guys. We will catch you guys soon. I don't have Pat's horn at the end, but, you know, I'll find something.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.